A good example of the value of permission is Amazon.com. Ask most thinking humans, and they'll tell you Amazon is a bookstore on the web. Analysts will tell you that they're one of the biggest internet-first brands. Yet if Amazon is determined to be a bookseller, they've got big troubles. First, they pay far more for books than Barnes & Noble because of their smaller scale. But even if they overcome that disadvantage, other online sellers will doubtless be able to compete on price. So why is Amazon so busy building its customer base, losing money on each customer, and trying to make it up in volume? Why does their prospectus claim that they're losing money and see no end in sight for the losses? Amazon appears to be building a permission asset, not a brand asset. Amazon has overt permission to track which books you buy and which books you browse. They have explicit permission to send you promotional email messages. They are building special interest communities in which Amazon and its customers will be able to talk with each other about specific genres of books. Why? Where is the payoff? The payoff comes the day Amazon decides to publish books. This is where the profit lies and where Amazon is best able to leverage their permission asset. A book costs about $2 to print and $20 in the store. A huge gulf. But most of that money disappears in advertising, shipping, and especially in the shredding of unsold books. What if you could remove all of those? Imagine that Amazon.com sends a note to each one of the 1 million people who bought a mystery novel from their site last year. Remember, it costs them nothing to do that because email is free. In the note, they ask if you'd like to buy the next Robert B. Parker novel, a Spencer mystery, which will be available exclusively from them. And let's say a third of those customers respond and say, sure. Now, Amazon can make the following extraordinary offer to Robert B. Parker. Write the book, they say. We'll edit it and typeset it and ship it directly to the 333,000 people who have pre-ordered it. We'll deduct our costs and still have $1 million left over to pay you in a one-time check. That's a lot of money for a mystery novel. Yet Amazon still will earn more than $4 million in profit from just one book, and it's only Tuesday. Multiply that scenario by 100 or 1,000 books a year. Using permission, Amazon can fundamentally reconfigure the entire book industry, disintermediating and combining every step of the chain until there are only two, the writer and Amazon. That's the way to visualize the power of permission. Technology enables marketers to have a perfect memory and provides them with the ability to customize correspondence on the fly and deliver it for free by email. Combine that with a database of customers who expect to receive marketing messages from you because they gave you their permission, and most industry book chains should begin to see a looming threat. By moving strangers up the permission ladder from that very first interruption until the moment when the consumer gives you the permission to actually purchase products on their behalf, marketers are able to optimize their entire marketing process. The results can be fantastic. By dramatically increasing the measurability and efficiency of your marketing system, your company can multiply its profits.